In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My sisters and dear faithful, today, Holy Mother Church invites us to celebrate the feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. What can we reflect upon regarding this sacred name for the benefit of our souls? Allow me to offer some historical context to deepen our appreciation of the spiritual importance of this celebration. In Semitic cultures, naming carried profound significance, often revealing the mission or destiny of the individual. For the people of Israel, names were conferred during the rite of circumcision, marking a child inclusion in the covenant of Abraham. This tradition was observed for our Divine Savior 8 days after his birth, as recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke. God, through the angel, had revealed to St. Joseph the name to be given to the son born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. For this reason, the Church sets aside this feast to honor the Holy Name of Jesus. The antiphon of today's Mass encapsulates the essence of this celebration, calling us to adore the child we have too recently contemplated in the manger. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Dear faithful, throughout salvation history, God often changed the names of individuals entrusted with the great missions signaling their new role. Abram became Abraham, the father of many nations. Jacob was renamed Israel after his encounter with God. Simon was called Cephas, Peter, by Jesus Christ, to signify his foundational role in the Church. In the case of Jesus, God himself ordained the name, using it proclaimed the mission of the incarnate Word, God saves. Saint Bernardine of Siena, in his time, fostered devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus. Thanks to him, the name was incorporated into the angelic salutation, Hail Mary. Saint Bernardine proclaimed, "The great foundation of faith is the name of Jesus, which makes us children of God. Faith," he said, "is the knowledge and the light of Jesus Christ, the light of the soul and the gateway to life and the foundation of eternal salvation." Today's collect echoes this truth. O God, who founded the salvation of the human race in the incarnation of your word, grant that your people may call upon the name of your only begotten Son with confidence. The Song of Songs describes the name of Jesus as a perfume poured out. His name indeed spreads its fragrance throughout the world. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux remarked that oil, like the name of Jesus, has three properties. It gives light, nourishes, and heals. In the same way, the sweet name of Jesus shines when preached, nourishes the soul when meditated upon, and soothes and heals when invoked. First, Jesus is the light that dispels darkness. This light should illuminate every action of our lives. To receive this light, we must purify the eyes of our souls through the sacraments. One saintly prayer urges that I may see, that we may see, that they may see. A pure gaze inspires a pure life, which can delight the path for others. Second, Jesus in nourishment for the soul. Our hearts rejoice at the sound of his holy name. Saint Bernard beautifully said, "Reading tires me if I do not find the name of Jesus. Words displease me if they do not speak of Jesus, of him. Jesus is honey to the mouth, music to the ears, and joy to the heart." Finally, the holy name is a balm for our weaknesses. There is nothing more effective in calming anger, subduing pride, healing envy, restraining lust, extinguishing greed, and overcoming every disordered desire. On this feast, let us implore the Holy Spirit to pour his sacred oil into our hearts, into our lips, and into our actions. Then, like the psalmist, we may proclaim, "O Lord, our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth." Jesus himself promised, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." With confidence in his words, let us often invoke his holy name. Saint Teresa of Avila reminds us, "Do we not see that the glorious Saint Paul continually had his name on his lips because it was engraved deeply in his heart?" Saint Francis de Sales encouraged us to make frequent aspiration like, "Jesus, Jesus, always be with me." Such prayers bring comfort in sadness, strength and weariness, and peace in anxiety. Let us not hesitate to call upon his name, whether near in the tabernacle of in solitude, declaring our love from him and committing to love him more deeply each day. This is our mission as Christians, to spread the fragrance of his name wherever we go. May the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, who cherished the name of Jesus, teach us to hold it close to our hearts. With their help, may we carry this holy name as a beacon of light, strength, and love in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.